Sports Extra.
Oh, it's me. I was sorry. I do apologise. I was so busy reading the text and rowing with Sarah that about that story that we're having another domestic.
Yeah,
aren't
no,
we?
Thrill
good.
A day.
We'll explore that after half six. Right, it's 10 to 6 now. More on universities. Earlier, we heard how some are offering guaranteed places to attract prospective students. Now, a new report out today looks at university funding and is suggesting that businesses should pay more towards the cost of university fees in England rather than putting the debt on the shoulders of students. Five of them is Mark Syrett is here. We have spoken, Mark, about university finances before.
We have indeed. It's been covered very much on this programme. If I just give you a quick recap, in 2012, student fees, they went up to £9,000 a year. Now, in that same period of time, the number of 18-year-olds, demographic quirk, this is quite odd, has reduced. It's down 13% from 2010 to around about now, sort of 2018. So you've got fewer foreign students coming in as well because of tighter immigration controls. And in all of this, there's been a big expansion for universities. You've seen more living accommodation, halls of residence, investment in facilities, sporting facilities and such like. A couple of weeks ago on this programme, three institutions we discovered were teetering on the brink of bankruptcy, one in the northwest and two on the south coast. They've said to be relying on bridging loans to stay in business. And then 2 weeks ago, one UK university was given an emergency loan, basically a bailout by the Office of Students, that's the regulator, of nearly £1 million. So student university finance is a real issue. It's a huge employer for many parts of the country. And so how they're funded is a key element. This report's out today. Johnny Rich is the author of the report. He's from the Higher Education Policy Institute. Johnny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, your system proposes that businesses should pay a part for a graduate's tuition. Why should business do that?
Because they want skin in the game. At the moment, they don't really get any say about what they get. And a lot of them end up complaining that students aren't job ready when they graduate. And also there are these huge shortages in, for example, engineers and all sorts of other areas of skills. And then there are oversupplies in other areas as well. And this is because at the moment, the system, we provide places at university according to the demand of the students, and the businesses don't get any say in the matter.
Now, this is another tax on business already. I mean, the corporation tax has come down, but you've already got, I was just having a quick look through, you've got an apprenticeship levy, you've got national insurance contributions are going up, you've got fuel duties. Businesses are already complaining about the level of tax burden that's placed upon them. You're suggesting another one. Is that really something they can withstand at the moment?
Two really important things here. One, it's not a tax. This isn't going into general taxation. It's really important that this money goes back to the universities where the graduates studied, because that links the university with the graduates' future employability. It gives them a stake in making sure that the students that they produce, or the graduates they produce, are employable. That's not number one, not a tax. The other is that this proposal would not make it necessarily any more expensive at all for businesses, could even make it cheaper. I'll explain why. At the moment, when say you're a graduate, you're earning £26,000. At the moment, £90 of your earnings goes to pay off your student loan. I'm proposing that instead, that student earns £25,910, £90 less, but has no debt. The student is happy. They have no debt. They're taking home the same amount of money. And that £90 is paid by the business to the university. So the business is paying out the same amount. The student is getting the same amount to go home with. And the university is getting the same amount of money, but suddenly has an investment in the student's future.
Now, we've heard today that a number of universities are offering unconditional offers, or basically guaranteed places for their university. This is now nearly a third of all students. A couple of years ago, it was like 1 or 2%. I mean, in the 90s, it was like 1%. This is a huge increase. Do you believe this is related, this enormous sort of proliferation of guaranteed places is related to university finances?
Yeah, no question. The current system sets up a marketplace where students are the customers of higher education. They go along to buy a degree, in effect. But they're buying a degree with money that isn't theirs, money that is borrowed from the government that they will never have to pay back unless they earn a high amount. So this is a really obscure kind of market where the forces don't really work as they're supposed to. And you get these really weird things cropping up as a result. Lots of unintended consequences that are very damaging.
The like, law of unintended consequences exactly. happening to universities. Johnny, we're going to have to leave it there. That's Johnny Rich. He's from the Higher Education Policy Institute. Thank you very much indeed. And a quick backhander we've got from the Confederation of British Industry, the CBI. They say they want to see partnerships between universities and businesses grow, but they believe the graduate levy would be the wrong approach, and it's right that graduates make the contribution to the cost of higher education.
Mark, thank you very much indeed. Mark Sowery there from Five Live Money. It's 5:54.
A letting agency has denied any wrongdoing after a BBC investigation found it had been demanding hundreds of pounds in payment before prospective tenants were allowed to even view properties. The agency, Flintons, says a holding deposit is only taken where a prospective client wants to reserve a property, which is then taken off the market. Israel Kajori paid £300 to Flintons and struggled to get a refund. Martin Chankelman is from Tower Hamlets Citizens Advice. Evening to both of you.
Hello.
Israel, tell us about your situation. What happened? When were you asked to pay up for £300?
Hi. So it was a very long ordeal, but basically a friend and I, we went to meet the agency. Mm-hmm. And we waited quite a while before we actually could speak to someone. During the conversation, it was very